Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Georgia's commercial construction industry generates $80.9 billion in economic output and supports over 500,000 jobs. A new report commissioned by Associated Builders and Contractors of Georgia reveals that Georgia's commercial construction industry generates a massive $80.9 billion in total economic output and supports over 500,000 jobs. The industry directly and indirectly supports 549,347 full-time equivalent jobs and generated $49.2 billion in earnings for Georgia workers. The report underscores the critical role commercial construction plays in Georgia's economy, with key highlights including $17.1 billion in gross payroll and $2.7 billion in state tax revenues. Despite the industry's strength, challenges like tariffs and immigration loom large. However, with Georgia's pro-business climate and infrastructure investments on the rise, commercial construction remains a foundational pillar of growth for communities across the state.
Defense News breaks Ucore Rare Metals Inks, TSX.V, OTCQX, UURAF, Rapid SXTM targets RE bottlenecks with scalable solution. Ucore Rare Metals, listed on the TSX.V as ZU and QX as UURAF, is leveraging its Rapid SXTM technology to address bottlenecks in rare earth element processing. This technology processes REEs at least 3 times faster than traditional methods, reducing physical footprint. Ucore aims to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through strategic partnerships and the development of processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit Ucore's website at www.ucore.com.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, receives FDA approval of suitability petition for preservative-free ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA approval for its suitability petition for Keto-Free, a preservative-free ketamine product. This product is designed to eliminate toxic preservatives found in current ketamine offerings. The approval allows for the immediate refiling of the company's abbreviated new drug application. NRx is focused on reshoring sterile drug manufacturing and removing harmful preservatives, with the ketamine market estimated at $750 million. In addition to Keto-Free, NRx is also developing NRx-100, a non-generic ketamine formulation for suicidal depression and PTSD. Investor News breaks, ESG Gold Corp, OTCQB, ESAUF, Z7D, advances construction at Montauban, eyes expansion across the Americas. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU, on the OTCQBAUF, and on the FSE as Z7D, is making strides in advancing construction at its Montauban site in eastern Canada. The company is also exploring other potential sites across North and South America for similar recovery and revenue generation. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's unique approach, focusing on production first to monetize overlooked resources before reinvesting in exploration. ES Gold's flagship Montauban property showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential, setting a standard for clean mining and exploration innovation.
Mining news breaks, LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, FSE 3WK0, advances Beacon Gold Mill restart, reports high-grade results from Swanson Deposit. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE, is making significant progress with the Beacon Gold Mill and Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. The company is finalizing mill maintenance, drilling plans near the historic Beacon Mine, and logistics for production restart supported by a $5 million budget. An independent evaluation confirmed readiness and replacement costs exceeding $71.5 million. LaFleur is also working on a comprehensive PEA due by October 2025. Initial assays from Swanson show high-grade intercepts and extensions, reinforcing the deposit's potential. With a focus on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill, Lafleur aims to deliver long-term value in the Abitibi Gold Belt.
Biomed News Breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, receives FDA approval of suitability petition for preservative-free ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NADFXP, has received FDA approval for its suitability petition for Ketafree EM, a preservative-free ketamine product. This product aims to eliminate toxic additives found in current ketamine offerings. The approval allows for the immediate refiling of the company's abbreviated new drug application. NRx is focused on reshoring sterile drug manufacturing and removing harmful preservatives in line with federal priorities. The ketamine market is estimated at $750 million. Additionally, NRx is developing NRx-100, a non-generic ketamine formulation for suicidal depression and PTSD. For more information, visit NRx Pharmaceuticals newsroom.
Ucore Rare Metals, Inc., TUCU, OTQAF, positions Western EE supply chain with RapidSX Edge. Ucore Rare Metals, Inc. is positioning the Western rare earth element supply chain with its RapidSX technology. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has directed a rare earth development program, while Ucore focuses on reducing processing bottlenecks. The company is advancing its RapidSX separation platform and securing U.S. government support for a strategic metals complex to deliver rare earth oxide products by 2026. This move aligns with efforts to establish non-China-dependent supply chains. Russia's directive reflects a push to control critical mineral resources. Ucore's focus on innovation and government support highlights its commitment to the rare earth sector. Investor News Breaks. McEwen Inc., MUX, signs collaboration agreement with IFC to advance Los Azules Copper Project. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has signed a collaboration agreement with the International Finance Corporation to advance the Los Azules Copper Project in Argentina. This partnership will align the project with IFC's environmental, social, and governance standards, supporting potential future financing. With approval secured and a feasibility study expected by October 2025, the project aims to begin construction soon, emphasizing sustainable mining practices. McEwen Inc. is a gold and silver producer with operations in the Americas and holds a stake in McEwen Copper, the developer of the Los Azules project. For more information, visit McEwen's press release.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.